One change would mean plus and minus grades in the high school, meaning students could earn an A-, B-plus, and other in-between grades on their report cards. Middle and high school principal Rick Dormer told the board that plus and minus grades are already being used in the middle school, and he wanted to start that system in the high school. That change would impact student grade point averages as well, in place of the A, B, C, D, and F scale. Dormer told the board he was hoping to have the changes in place for next school year.
Our goal is just to have this in place the beginning of next school year, whatever changes we decide to make. And some of these seem very minor, and hopefully we'll go through without a pass. And some of them are a little controversial, and we'll talk more about them. But the goal is to start the next school year. We always have the first week or so in both middle school and high school where kids get a student handbook, and they look through it and talk about changes, and they sign it, and they take it home from mom and dad, and they're always on the website. And so we want to, at that point, that's kind of our notification, and as well as an assembly where we talk about things.
The grading scale for most students in the high school is a 4.0 scale. Students who take advanced placement classes in the high school are graded on a 5.0 scale. A proposed change to start with next year's incoming freshman class would use that 5.0 scale to determine the top 10% of the class at graduation. Those students are eligible for scholarship money to attend the University of Alaska. This change has been proposed in the past. However, parents and students didn't want the system changed in the middle of a student's high school years and asked for delayed implementation and advance notice to be able to plan their course load at PHS. Another change would be calculating the valedictorian and other class honors at the end of the second semester of senior year instead of the first semester as it is currently.
So it's something to talk about, but I like that because it is their full career. It is, we've had a lot of students, some of our brightest have certainly pushed themselves really hard and then, I don't want to say coasted, but taken a little bit easier last semester because they're already the, salutatorian or whatever. And that was okay. They achieved what they wanted to, but I like this change. It'll take some working to figure out the timing and allowing students and families to be notified, but it's something we're talking about.
Selection of the valedictorian is based on the unweighted 4.0 scale. However, Dormer said he wanted to talk about changing to the 5.0 scale for determining those honors, potentially with the class of 2017. The principal plans to meet with students about the changes this month and also wants to send out a parent survey before deciding on the changes. Dormer also reported that the high school has not yet issued a schedule for next year.
This is really comes from state down, not having finances, not knowing where we're at to hire teachers sooner, and so we just don't have a schedule. If I was in charge of the world, we would have had a schedule before spring break, but it's unsettling, but we're just doing the best we can. They're going to have a schedule. Kids are going to go to classes in the fall, and everything will be fine, but a lot of people are asking because it's late. And we don't love it, but we're just doing the best we can and trying to get all the ducks in a row to make that decision.
The board is holding a special meeting on Monday, May 18th, and will hear a proposed budget for next year based on estimated funding levels from the state. The legislature gaveled out in April after coming to agreement on a partial state budget, but the governor has called for a special session this month asking lawmakers to revisit the spending plan, including education funding. In other business, the board heard a report from Activities Director Jamie Cabral about the cost of random drug testing for students in athletics and other extracurricular activities. Cabral said the cost per test is $17, and the district would have additional costs for a second sample if the first one tested positive. Overall, he estimated the cost of such a program could range as high as $8,000 a year up to $32,000 a year, depending on the frequency of the tests and percentage of the student athletes sampled randomly.
A lot of the coaches and a lot of community members that I've talked to, it's a deterrent for them, gives them an out if they're in a situation that they feel uncomfortable in. It's just, I'm in season right now, no, I don't really want to partake in those activities. Kind of gives them that peace and kind of get rid of that peer pressure.
The board this month did not consider a proposal to start up such a program, but has asked for that information on what it would cost. In other business, the board also approved a new 5-year busing contract with Stikine Services of Petersburg. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.